USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17
million. I want to fund the Special Olympics. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Reports are investigators looking into the deadly recent Ethiopian Airlines crash believe that an anti-stall system activated before that Boeing 737 MAX went down. The reports are that U.S. safety investigators came to that preliminary conclusion after reviewing the plane's flight data recorder. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
President Trump enjoying his first campaign-style rally since the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe was completed. He says last night at that rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous
saying members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must be held accountable. Meanwhile, a federal judge is striking down a Trump administration plan that was meant to be a cheaper alternative to Obamacare. The judge in the federal district court for D.C. ruling it was clearly an end run around the Affordable Care Act. The administration wanted to let small businesses band together and set up health insurance plans that would skirt the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Google is removing a controversial gay conversion therapy app from its Play Store after the company was downgraded by an LGBTQ-friendly corporation. The largest gay rights advocacy group lowering Google's ranking in its Corporate Equality Index on Wednesday, in part because it includes that app from Living Hope Ministries. Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft have all banned that same app. Georgia film crews are pressuring Hollywood to take public opposition to Georgia's proposed heartbeat abortion bill. The bill would ban abortion as soon as a fetal heartbeat was detected, normally at 6 weeks, and for many women, well before they know they're pregnant, and a few dozen sent an open letter to major production companies this week in hopes they'll take a stance against it, much like the Religious Liberties Bill 3 years ago. Governor Brian Kemp previously said he would sign the abortion bill if it was approved by that state's lawmakers. And pop singer Justin Bieber has been under the radar for a while, but he now says he was questioned by cops in L.A. who thought he may have stolen a couple of designer sneakers. He revealed on his Instagram story on Wednesday that cops stopped him because of the plastic zip ties on his Nike Air Max shoes, which they mistook for security tags. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.